Hello, welcome to the interviews Vocile 2.0. Today we will talk about a company which changed the office here in Iași. We'll talk about Mobile Expense. And our invited today is Peter Gerards from Mobile Expense, the CEO of Mobile Expense. Welcome here, and actually thank you for receiving us here.
With pleasure. I think it was a nice opportunity to show off the new offices, so yes, absolutely.
Peter, let's start with the present.
Yes.
Tell us something about your presence in Iași in this period.
In this period, so right now we're around 30 people. We're still hiring, we're growing fast. If you go back a year, we were 14, 15 people, so that's now double 1 year later. I'm not sure we're gonna double next year, but we're growing fast, and that's why we needed also a new office.
And you want to expand and to grow your team here in Iași. Why is that?
There are a couple of reasons. We're growing, and we're growing fast, and the goal is to double the company every 2 years. We're a bit ahead of that. We're now about double in 1 year. And for me, well, we have a lot of good, highly educated, young, motivated people here in Iași. We actually discovered Iași a little bit by accident because one of our employees used to live here and then he came back and he found it on Mobile Expense Iași. But for us, it has been a very good investment. We find, I wouldn't say easily, but we find a lot of young people with a high education. We also speak languages because we give support to international customers. So for us so far, it's been a good investment. And for me, one of the things I do with the team is when we are looking for new people, I always ask, like, why should we do it in Brussels or why should we do it in Frankfurt? Can't we do it in Iași? And most of the time, we can do it in Iași and we find people. So it's the fastest growing team we have in the company.
We will talk a bit later about the future, the plans for the Mobile Expense. But now I'd like to ask you to describe your product.
Okay. So Mobile Expense is, as the name says, expense management. So in a lot of typically big companies, people travel or they have a lunch with a customer and there is an expense note. And we simplify that whole process. So we make it with a mobile app and with an application and cloud-based. I think the main differentiator, the strong point for Mobile Expense is that we take care of all the fiscal regulations, because in every country in Europe, there is a different rule on how much you can spend or when it becomes a benefit in kind. And well, that's difficult for companies to take care of, and we do that for them. So we typically have very big customers who deploy Mobile Expense in 10, 20, 30, 40 customers. I think the one with the most countries now is above 80 countries. In total, we have users in more than 100 countries. And as a typically multinationals.
You are a company who use artificial intelligence in this product, OCR.
Yeah. So, well, at the end of the day, it is what we do is a kind of accounting. You could still do it all manually. Of course, with technology, you can automate things. And like with OCR, optical character recognition, we read the receipts, we get the data from it. But we also do some things on approving expense reports. If you know that it has been within the company rules and you can do some clever things on checking that there is nothing suspect, you can automate the approval rather than that somebody needs to go to the website or the mobile app and click. So we use a lot of these automations and machine learning and artificial intelligence to make life simpler for our customers.
Now, about this product, I know that for a business is a good indicator to have retention rate high.
Yeah.
In order to have customers coming back, clients coming back for the product. And I heard something shocking for me that you have in the last 10 years, 99% rate of retention of your clients.
Absolutely. So I think, but there are two reasons for that. One, of course, is the product is super, absolutely. The second thing is this integrates with payroll systems, with ERP systems, with all kinds of things, financial systems. And once it works and customers are happy, there is a bit of a reluctance to change. Of course, as long as the product does what it needs to do and they're happy with it. So I think there is, on one hand, a bit of a, at the financial side, because this is typically an accounting product, people don't want to change too fast, but they're very happy about the product. I think the, well, I recently lost one customer, and that's Thomas Cook. They just went bankrupt, so they sent the cancellation. But that is typically the only reason why we lose customers, or they get bankrupt, or they get bought by a big company, which then typically forces them to use SAP, because SAP Concur, that's our biggest competitor. So yeah, from a retention rate, it's extremely high.
So basically, when you reach a client, if you can get them, they remain stick on the product.
Yeah, so the company exists for almost 20 years. We have customers which are with us 15, 16, 17, 18 years, and big customers. So yeah, most of the customers are very happy. If you go to some of these websites, go to Crowd and whatever, the typical user reactions are also very positive. So, well, I think I can say we have a good product.
Let's speculate a little bit,
sure.
Approximately. If I'm a client and I want to have your product, how much money I save and how much time I save using your product?
Yeah. money is a bit difficult to say, depends on how you're organized, because we typically automate the processing of expense notes. All the people manually doing that, you know, that disappears, and that's 60, 70, 80, 90% saving. Of course, if you have people in Germany doing that, you save more than if you have people in India doing that. So it depends a bit on the company. And where we also save some money, and that's more difficult to estimate, is on the travel side, because now people, if you use a product and you have a better view on travel, who's traveling where, and did you really need to go to New York for a week? And last but not least, it's for big multinationals, it's foreign VAT recovery. So if you are based in Romania, but you go to Paris for a meeting and you have lunch in Paris, you pay VAT. But if your company has an entity in Paris, the company can recover the VAT, but then you need to share all the information between the countries and optimize. So for most of the big customers we have, just the foreign VAT, typically the savings they realize is twice as high as what they pay to us for the product. So they actually make money rather than they pay us.
Well, you are CEO of Mobile Expense from 15 months,
yep.
Right? From 1st exactly. of June, yep. 2018. Please tell us, because I know at the beginning you are skeptical in order to take over the CEO position,
yep.
Here. Why?
I think I said no five times maybe. I really liked the product and I really liked the list of customers. I thought it was, well, for me, I come from very big companies. I thought it was maybe a bit too small. But then I had a discussion with the main shareholders and investors, and they just told me like, okay, if you think you can make it bigger, what do you need? And that was a challenge I couldn't refuse. And if you now look at it, about 15 months later, the company has almost doubled. I think July 2018 to July 2019, that's a growth of 90%. So, well, it was maybe a bit too small for me to start with, but by now it's getting to a fair size. So, I think for me the challenge of taking a product or taking a company with a good product and really making it grow.
What are the main the core values for you and for your team in Mobile Expense?
There are a couple. I think one, and a lot of companies have that, but it's about respect. Even though we're still a relatively small company, we have more than 15 nationalities in the team. We have customers in more than 100 countries. So cultural differences, gender differences, religion, there needs to be respect.
To work.
Yeah, to work and to work with customers. And like now we have some of our Indian developers, it's Diwali, it's in the local celebration, so you need to take that into account. So respect is a very big one. Also, I would call it care. It's we want to make life carefree for our customers. That means we have to care about it. We have to care what they're doing, what's going well, what's going wrong. And of course, we need to care about the employees, because if the employees are unhappy, it's a bit difficult for them to make the customers happy. So respect, care, empowerment. And I think that's, for me, the real story for our IASH office. It's one employee coming back, getting the freedom, creating an office. The people are really taking the initiative and doing things. Mm-hmm. So we're pretty strong on empowerment and giving people the opportunity to do new things. Of course, coupled with empowerment, there is accountability or responsibility. We do expect people to take responsibility for what they do. And no, it's coupled for me. I mean, you can take initiative, but you own the results. Of course, everybody can make a mistake. And as long as you admit that you make a mistake and you fix it, you know, things happen. So empowerment and accountability. And I think the last one, and that's a very important one for me, is team. It is whatever happens, the customer just sees Mobile Expense. We're one team, we all work together, we all try to make things easier for the customer. So it's working as a team, teamwork, it's about empowerment, it's about taking ownership, it's about respect. Yeah, I think that are the core values.
Okay. Please give us some numbers about the Mobile Expense business in general, and sure, about the team, your plans to grow, including here in IASH.
So this year we'll probably end up with around 14 million euro revenue, which is about double of what we ended 2000, well, a year ago, basically. So, and we're growing at a quite aggressive organic rate. So on the enterprise part, 25% and higher and going up. So we're growing fast. That also means we hire people, a lot of people. If I take the offshore developers, we're now 160 people. 4 years ago, I guess the company was 20, 25 people. Even if I just go back to the start of this year, we would have been around 100 people, and now we're more than 160. So growing very fast. And that's also what you notice in the IASH office, because in the summer 2018, there were 14, 15 people here. Now there are 30. So things are going very fast, and your viewers can't see it, but the other side of the office is still completely empty. So this side is full to host all the 30 people, but we have space for another 30 to 40 people in the office. So we're pretty sure we're going to fill that up in the near future.
Peter, what would you say are the threats for the business in general, when you want to grow so fast? Maybe the success could be at some point a bit of a problem for other things in company.
Yeah, I think scaling is always a challenge. Mm-hmm. For me, there are two big things. One is you need to have the processes and the organization in place, because if you start growing at a rate like we're growing, and now we're like doubling every year, you don't have the time to just think about how should we do this, how should we do that, and if this, of course, you can't make the perfect plan, but you need to have the structure and the processes in place that you can grow without having to reinvent the wheel every time. And the other part, which is for me very important, is the people. If you grow fast, like we do, you know, that means like at one point in time, for every employee who has been there for a while, there is one new employee. So you need to make sure that they can work together. And that's why for me, the culture and the values are extremely important, because that tells people also how to work together, what they can expect from their colleagues. So one thing is structure and processes, but the other thing is very much on the people and creating that culture and atmosphere that people get on board quick, work with their colleagues, and stay, of course, because if they leave, then I need to even find even more people to do the growth we're doing. So organization and people, it's not a very sexy answer, but I think it's the basics.
Okay. You said yesterday at the inauguration of this office that in a few years, maybe next year actually, the team in Yash will be bigger than the team in Brussels.
Yeah, so in Brussels we're now around 50 people. And a year ago we were 40. In Yash, a year ago we were 15, we're now 30. And if I look at the number of open positions, we're still looking to fill in. Well, if this continues, I think in maximum 2 years, Yash will be bigger than the Brussels office. And then we'll need to find a new office again. But yeah, we're growing very fast.
You are not only a CEO, you are also a human, and you have a past. Tell us something about your life and your career before being a CEO at Mobile Expense.
Well, I think a very, very long time ago, I graduated as an engineer. I did very technical things, worked for telecom companies, chipset design, algorithms, you know, the very hardcore engineering. And then I wanted to discover, you know, I can make this, but can you sell it? And why can you sell it? And what's important? And then I started moving in product management, sales, project management. But after a year or 15 in telecoms, there was a big shakeout. A lot of people got fired. I had fired too many people. I didn't like it anymore. And then I got the opportunity to join Basware. Basware is a Finnish company doing procure-to-pay, so invoice management and these things. Very interesting company, very tumultuous. Let's say the board had a different opinion than the management, and that didn't work out very well. Then moved on to electronic payments, Worldline, which is the biggest processor of payments. First in the management team of the Benelux, and then at the international level. And now Mobile Expense. So I think for me, it's been always trying to find the point where you have the technology and the customers and where they interact. And that's always been the most interesting part for me.
Peter Gerrit, thank you so much for this interview. I am Ovidiu Mihaiuc, and I thank you for watching Vocile 2.0. We will see you next time.